Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you could be with me today on this fifth day of March 2022. It's going to be a long, big month for me. I have a workshop and retreats this month, and I'm really looking forward to this time of sharing with my students some in-depth insights into what it means to spiritually awaken. And I cannot say enough about the meaning of spiritual awakening, what that actually means. It goes beyond the comprehension, the mental acuity of a lot of us. It is nothing that is held in our intellectual beliefs and our concepts. So this is something very special. We're going to be working on the reveal at Mount Madonna. And what is the reveal? Well, we'll talk about that as we go on in this month. But one of the great reveals is going to be something we talk about today. The problem with a lot of people I have found is that they do not have spiritual intent. And when a person doesn't have spiritual intent, then basically what they do with meditation and inner work is they put it on a priority level that is very low. And it doesn't really matter to them. Oh, they'll do the yoga postures and all of that, but they're doing that for their body and for their health and trying to get rid of anxiety and things like that. It's a remedy rather than a spiritual awakening, a path, a way of life. They just don't get it. The people are always seeking remedies. And then at the end, they go right back to the way they were. So today we're going to be looking at one of the most important of all inner teachings, and that is the difference between regret and remorse. And this has a lot to do with the state of the ego, how the emperor of all malice has situated itself within a person and made them feel like a victim, or made them feel like they have special rights to get even. There is nothing more, I don't think, painful and yet more alluring to the average person than that of vengeance. And vengeance has a lot to do with pride. So when a person's pride is hurt and they're seeking vengeance, they are really cutting their own nose off to spite their face. So there is a difference between regretting, which means to feel sad or disappointed or angry or whatever, seeking vengeance, over the idea of remorse. And I think a lot of us don't feel remorse. We feel regret. We wish things had turned out different, but we wouldn't have change the way we did anything. We're always looking for outcome. We're always looking for some way to either avenge ourselves or get whatever it is that we want. And sometimes the belief in the ends justify the means turn out to be sour and not very good. And then the next thing you know, it's an ouch, and we regret what we did. We wish we hadn't done it, but we did it anyway. If I do it, I get a whipping. I do it, as Tweety Bird said. So we just go on and on and on with our mischief and never really look back at it. Let's take a look at a couple of questions here. The first one comes from William. He does not tell me where he lives. He said, how do I forgive myself for what I did when I was young? And then he goes into some things he did when he was younger. These weren't childhood things. These were adult things that he did in his marriage and to his children. You know, William will never be able to forgive William. That's the first thing you have to understand. William will never be able to look back at his life and say to himself, I forgive myself for this. Never. never, never. Now, people will tell you that. They'll tell you, oh, I've forgiven myself. No, no, you haven't, because it's deep in the unconscious mind. What young people don't seem to understand is everything we do matters. Every single thing we do. And we have to live with it no matter what. And I realized that as I went on in my life, in my world, and I realized that the craziness of the old Gregory wasn't something I chose or wanted to live with as I went on in my life. There are a lot of things that people regret that they did, that they wish they had not done, based on the chemistry that's going on in the body that makes us impulsive. And when we get impulsive, we get stubborn. And when we get stubborn, usually we do what we're going to do. We're looking for some kind of payoff, some kind of result when we do anything. But we don't understand that we may get the result of what we want, William, but we never really consider that the means is not justified by the way. We must understand we live with the way we did things, not what we did necessarily, what we wanted to get, I should say. So it's very, very important that you understand the law and the means, the basis for the order and the design of this lifetime in this world. And that is, if you have come to a place of great regret, where you regret what happened, you regret the way you acted, you regret the way things turned out, but you would do it again because you try to do it in maybe a more clever way, or maybe you just wouldn't, you just do it again, then you haven't learned anything. The way of true forgiveness in this is that you humble yourself and realize that if you do that again, if you ever did that again, it would turn out probably the same way, and you would want to seek remorse. Remorse is different. It realizes what I've done, but it also at the same time realizes I couldn't do that again. I would never do that again to hurt someone else or to hurt myself. I would never ever do that again. And once that is understood inside of a person, where there is great remorse, I see what I did, but I can't do that again. That was not something that I want to turn out into my life in the eventuality of my living. That is when something tremendous has happened to us. In that tremendous moment of realizing the difference between regret and remorse. Regret meaning, I don't like the way things turned out, but I'd do it again. Given the chance, I'd probably do it again. Or remorse, to realize, I know not what I do. I'm more than sorry about it all. I realize what I was doing, what I was acting from, how I was acting from within myself, but more importantly, from where I was acting. And if I am acting out of anything that is out of the human beingness of me, then I understand that I am missing the mark. I have missed. So it should be enough, William, to understand the difference between remorse and regret. You may look at what you've done and regret what has happened, what you did or how it all turned out. But if you have remorse, you understand, I can never do that again. That is not something that is within me. If you let that grow, if you understand where things occur, the mischief, where it occurs from within yourself, you have forgiven. That is the forgiveness. The forgiveness is to look at it and go, I was working out of my impulse, my emotionality, my greed, my fear, my anger. I was working out of my biology. I allowed other people to sway me, to tempt me, and I followed that temptation for, let's say, vengeance or the ideal of gaining pride or something, then you've gained something, William, and you have worked upon yourself. So the big deal, the big shamada here is for you to realize where you worked from, what you did in where you worked from, your capacity for, I'm going to say the word, evil, their capacity to harm another person for the sake of thinking they deserved it or whatever, or the sake of just getting what you wanted at any price. Once you understand all of that and you recognize what you have done and enacted within yourself, that is the forgiveness. And then to realize with remorse, not regret, remorse, I know not what I do. Never do it again, as it were. Work from that point of view. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Lynn, L-I-N. What if people we hurt are dead? How do we forgive ourselves? Well, it's not always possible to offer an apology. A lot of people that we've hurt in our lifetime won't accept our apology, and you can't talk to them because they don't want to talk to you, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. So that's petty. And you have to realize that people, Lynn, are very, very petty. Basically, the most unintelligent people are petty. Smart people can be petty and think they deserve to be petty and deserve whatever it is that they're doing and thinking and believe that they have the right to be this way because they're such victims, they've been led astray and all that other silly crap. But it's not true. None of that is true. We live in a universe where love is the only thing that matters, where love is the only thing that sustains life itself. So I need to merge with that. So if people have passed on and you are sitting there in either regret or hopefully remorse, you have to look at it by sending them the light inside your heart and ask for forgiveness. But more importantly, the same principle is true that I talked about with William. If you understand the law, if you understand the way life works, if you understand the bigger picture of your life, and you can see how you operated and what you operated in that caused you to do the things you did, then you have what is real forgiveness, the makings of it, by having remorse, dedicating your life to a person who you've hurt, who has passed on, and saying, in the honor of you, in the light of you, in the love of you, I will never do this to another person again. I see the error of my way. I see what I've done. I am sorry. I feel compelled to now live in remorse. Now, that is a way of really not only living in forgiveness, but changing the way you operate, which can be extremely valuable, extremely beautiful. There is nothing more powerful and forgiving than that of coming from regret into the mercy, the absolute mercy of realizing where I operated from, why I did what I did, and then changing my ways. There is nothing more beautiful than that. If you have mercy, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you can do that, oh, much beauty is yours. Much goodness is yours. I gotta go. Lynn, thank you for your question, and please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. More questions, more wonderful questions. You can contact me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.